Well, I know many West Tigers fans we've heard from this morning are a bit distraught with the news that the Balmain Tigers Leeds Club have surrendered their lease on Leichhardt Oval. It doesn't mean the Tigers can't play there, but they've just got to come to a financial agreement with now Leichhardt Council. That probably sounds a little bit easier said than done. But are the West Tigers going to be playing there their four matches for the 2015 season? Let's find out from the CEO of the West Tigers and Grant Mayer. G'day, Grant.
Good morning, gents. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. There are some concerned Tigers supporters out there, as you can imagine, mate.
Yeah, no doubt. It caught us all a bit by surprise, the announcement yesterday by the Balmain Tigers. We've obviously known about it privately behind the scenes for about 6 weeks or so. So we've been working with council to try and get to a financial solution. But at this stage, we're still waiting for a lease.
Are you close, Grant?
Oh, listen, they're pretty clear in what we want. TK, at the end of the day, I've been very clear that we're not paying 1 cent more than we paid last year. The ground itself is very historic, but it also needs significant work. So there's some things they can do to help us and make our fans much more comfortable.
All right, there's four games scheduled there this year, Grant. Will they happen?
Well, listen, all I've said to the council at this stage is round seven is definitely going to happen no matter what.
Right.
We'll be turning up with no lease or whatever else.
Right.
And I'd even say the round, I think it's a round 13 game, will be there as well. But beyond that, there is no doubt, we're very clear and we've been told by council they want us to commit to a long-term lease.
Yeah.
And we're not in that position to do that right now.
Yeah.
The reality is the ground has been underinvested in for a number of years.
Yeah.
And for us to be faithful to our fans, our members, we've got to make sure that their comfort comes first. And until we understand what the development plans are for the ground, we're not in a position to sign anything.
Yeah, look, Leichhardt, Brookvale, they keep coming up in debates as to the lack of facility, I suppose, for those who go and watch, Grant. I'm just thinking, how important are the Brookvales and the Leichhardt Ovals for the future of the clubs, or is it moving on?
No, I think they're imperative. I think there's always a place for suburban grounds. I think we're fooling ourselves right now to think that we're all ready to play in front of 50,000 people every week. It's just not happening. So I think the reality is there is a place for suburban grounds, but more important than that is that we've got to make sure that the surface has been invested in. And I think the fair thing I can say is the council have done a great job over the last 6 months to invest in the surface at Leichhardt, so that's fantastic. And they've put some time and effort into the basic facilities. But as I say, the suburban ground, it's old, it needs investment, and we're thinking about our fans more than anything else. We need to make sure they're comfortable. Don't have to queue up to buy a hot dog, don't have to go to the toilet, get into the ground easily.
Well, that's been happening for decades, so I can't see why all of a sudden they're going to change, Grant. But the other thing is, a point I make is, how do you grow your membership base, which is an important part of your revenue stream, by not being able to provide undercover seats or corporate facilities at Leichhardt?
I think that's where the suburban grounds come in. Ultimately, I can see some time in the future that the suburban ground is all about scarcity, and ultimately you close the gates to non-members and fill the place with 15, 16, 17,000 members only. So that's part of the strategy. But ultimately, you want to make sure.
But you've got to provide them a seat, mate.
You do. You've been to Brookvale.
They're wonderful grounds to watch footy, but I want it to be on a nice day.
Yeah, well, a day like today is much easier to sell than a day with rain.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. But for some people, that's the charm as well. Listen, I'm the first one to say I'd much prefer to have a sunny day or undercover seating, because it does. It makes it much easier for all of us.
Yeah.
But there is a bit of charm. There's a lot of people that have been around for many, many years and watched games at Leichhardt or Brookvale Oval where it has been raining. They've got great memories, so we can't forget that.
Yeah. I'm getting older, I think. they used to be great. They used to be, but I don't know now. I think people expect it. People expect a certain degree of comfort.
Mm. There's balance, isn't there?
Yeah. I mean,
at the end of the day, whether the hill stays the same size or not is the arguing point, I think, in many regards. Mm. You've got to retain some of the old, but you've got to also modernise and make sure that people are looked after. I agree.
Mm. TK wants a seat and a free ticket. He normally gets the free ticket. Well, it's just the seat at Leichhardt.
Well, no, I love the old ground.
No,
don't worry,
I
love watching the footy there.
I know what you're saying.
I just think it's hard to keep growing the game when it's like that. And Grant, quite obviously, the flip side of that is, instead of paying for Leichhardt, you get paid a guaranteed fee to go to a bigger ground.
Yeah, and that is the commercial reality, isn't it?
It's beautiful.
For clubs like us that have obviously struggled the last few years, a guarantee is fantastic. Now we've got to work hard to make sure we get a decent crowd. But ultimately, when you're fighting other codes, other entertainment opportunities to get a gate. It's tough, and having some security about a guarantee is fantastic. But that's my point. At the end of the day, if it's going to be four games in the future, who knows? It may be less than that. That's the opportunity. Mm. Play less games there. Make sure that you give the comforts that you need to your members and your fans, and as I say, provide scarcity. And fill the place with members. That's what we want to do.
And Grant, finally, mate, we had a good chat with Robbie Farah the other day. Things seem to be moving along nicely with the new coach and the synergy in the team.
I think everyone that's been involved with the club for the last 4 or 5 months would say everyone's united now. It was a tough end of 2014, as we well know, but I think we've all moved on now, and I think you can see it in the way JT speaks and the way JT relates to his players. It's been fantastic. The new board has been really good, and at the moment, things are great. Obviously, it's very early in the season, but we're very confident. We've got some more young guys playing tonight in Deloitte, Schweitzer and Lamar Lilavave. So, again, JT's bringing some of these young kids through. It's exciting times for the club.
Yeah, it's a tough 2-week period for you. Thanks very much for that, Grant. We urge everyone to get out there tonight. Support the Tigers and the Bulldogs. ANZ Stadium, the kickoff will be after 7:40. Thanks very much, Grant.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
So there you go. Only really confirming that round 7 will definitely happen at Leichhardt Oval and maybe round 13 and nothing beyond that.